Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful thing that
place this past weekend. And I thank him for all of his goodness and his mercy. Tonight is very difficult for me to be on the air. All of a sudden, all of that preparation, I'm a little bit tired and sleepy. And I'm going to try my best to stay awake and do what thus says the Lord. I have pulled out some different things to talk about, but I am going to do more reading than talking tonight because, like I say, my energy level is a little bit tiring. I'm going to talk about 20 common reactions as you heal from your loss. And I'm sure that this will give you some insight, comfort, anything that you might be going through. I hope that you will receive the information that I will be talking to you about tonight. 20 common reactions as you heal from your loss. And it was this group. They sat in a circle, each caught in their own pain and grief, and yet shared the same worry. We had gathered as a support group, trying to find a path through the darkness of grief. Each had a difficult story. Each had arrived with different circumstances. Yet each voiced the same concern. Are my reaction to grief normal? Normal, all of us. And as the therapist had hundreds of grieving people ask this question before, and the answer is always the same, yes. You may feel like your behavior isn't typical, but grief is a combination of emotion and reaction. You are experiencing some very common grief behaviors. They just feel crazy. The relief around the room was touchable because they all felt the same. Grief is a combination, complicated process that is influenced by the cause of our loss, our past experience, our physical health, our culture, our religion, our beliefs, and our support system. While you may feel as if you are behaving normally, grief is a natural and universal reaction to loss, physical, emotional, spiritual, psychological response. Love, anger, fear, frustration, loneliness, and guilt are a part of the grief journey. However, we often don't anticipate the wide variety of reaction that occurs. But here are 12 grief reactions or behavior that might cause us to wonder if we are grieving normally. Physically, an emotion reaction. We might expect to experience sleep disruption, and perhaps even change in appetite. Yet when we begin to forget things or seem obsessed with our loved ones' things, we may begin to worry about our sanity. Yes, are we going crazy or not? While we may become worried about our mental status, other people may be wondering how long it is going to take to get over this grief. It's going to take too long. Everyone questions our mentally health. And I'm sure everyone that's on the line has wondered, how long is this going to last? When am I going to get through this time in my life? When am I going to feel better? when I'm going to sleep better. Many grieving people have been asked, are you over it yet? And I think that those questions are very, when someone asks you that, it's very hurtful because, you know, there's no time limit on it. And some people take years to get all through their grieving process. So no one should ever ask that question. Taking too long or even too short a time to grieve often causes us to wonder if we are grieving normally. But grief is not something that we will ever get over. We can, however, learn to get through it one step at a time. Grief sometimes feels more like a roller coaster ride or being caught in a tornado than a logical progression of emotion. A sense of disbelief about a loved one's death can last a long time. We might not even find ourselves still cooking for two people or listening for the return footstep at the door. I have heard many people myself said that they, when they cook dinner, they have set another plate because they always sat there with that other loved one. They do a lot of strange things because there were always two instead of one now. When we might even find ourselves still cooking, like I mentioned, cooking, we may wrap ourselves in a loved one's sweater or leave a room untouched for months. Have you done that? We may tuck a special treasure into our pockets as a reminder. One young girl carried a button from her mother's house coat in her pocket for years. I've known some of my widows that have put a picture in their Bible, obituary in their Bible, and carried it around for months. Withdrawing and dealing with all the reminders, grief is a thief, and it steals not only our loved one, but our energy as well. We might become so fatigued that it seems easily to withdraw from our social network for a time. We might seek solace from sitting quietly in a dark, listening to music, are thumbing through scrapbooks. Others may not understand this behavior because it comes as though we were moving backwards in our grief, yet spending time, quiet time, with our thoughts and memories when often helps us begin to integrate the loss. Let me share something that happened at the wedding. The mother of the bride wanted to, her mother and Naira's grandparents and some other loved ones, as well as sharing my husband and the children's father picture. And as we were talking yesterday, Alan came back from the hotel and spent a little bit of time with us before he left. And Alexia, Alan and myself was laying across the bed, just talking, reminiscing about the wedding. And they mentioned that my husband's picture was in the wedding, both places, on a stand at the wedding location, as well as the reception. And the picture pretty much, when he looks, looked like he's looking right at you, and he sees you. And they could not look directly. They glimpsed the picture, but they could not continue to look at the picture. And, you know, both of them felt the same way. Alexia mentioned it to us. Then Alan said, me too. I couldn't continue to look at it. all go through things when there's a loss of a dear loved one, even though that it was really nice for them to have a picture in his memory, the kids could not just stand there and look at him. So that was something, you know, after they said that, I pretty much stood there in the reception hall at one point. I think when everybody, I forgot at what point that I did look at the picture, and I pretty much was, I went to the restroom, I think it was, and that was at the reception hall. And I went over there, and I started talking with him. I said, I know that you're very proud of Alan and who he have chosen as a wife. And I said, I wish that you were here, but I feel that you're here in spirit. I was able to stand there and talk to him, but the kids were not. They could not really face him long. They glimpsed at his picture, but they could not continue to look at him. So everybody deal with grief and situation differently. I wanted to share that. I'm going to continue on with the 20 reaction of a loss. Visiting this, this is also something too. Visiting the grave site helps many. Some family encourage visiting the grave, or releasing balloons on special days. Other avoid places and remind their loved ones work best. Some homes are filled with photographs and mementos of the deceased, while many people have packed everything away. Some receive great comfort from sitting in the beloved favorite seat, while others have rearranged the furniture, given some of it away, a move. I'm sure as I read these different emotions, some of these things that you have done are still doing. But these are normal reactions. The reaction of grief are not like recipes with given ingredients and certain results. Each person moans in a different way. Grief is a unique journey through sorrow, and each footstep must be our own. Some people cry their way through grief, while others have not shed a single tear on the outside. Yet crying has become almost in a popular opinion, you must cry in order to heal, is a common phrase the bereaved often hear. If you are a crier, then crier whenever the tears appear. If you are not a crier, however, you have probably found other ways to release your emotion, tension of grief. Well, I was a crier. I went up 285 and back down 285. And I did that for days and weeks, and one day the tears dried up. Many find physical exercise a good way to share the heaviness of grief. We sometimes worry about being preoccupied with our loved one, wanting to spend all of our time relying on the past. We may think we see him in a crowd or hear his voice. We might have even saved a call from him on our cell phone. Well, I'm guilty of that one, because I kept the recorder and I listened to it many times. He had recorded the message, the voice message, on our answering machine. Back then, we had an answering machine. So I listened to that for a while. That brought me comfort hearing his voice. Are these behavior normal? That depends on how you define normal. The only real guidelines to do what is normal grief behavior must come from you. If whatever you are feeling or doing does not harm you or anyone else or add to your grief, then it really isn't abnormal. It is normal. Grief is an extraordinary journey, and therefore it seems to make sense that some of our emotions and behavior would be extraordinary as well. Because many people are intent upon helping you get over it, this grief, you may feel you are not doing it right, or sometimes it is wrong with you. What's wrong with you? While grief can certainly feel wrong, really that you might grieve because you love someone. It is nothing wrong with loving someone. Being angry is a frequent stop on the grief journey. Perhaps you have found yourself angry with the person who died. You may feel abandoned, robbed, or lost, that the world seems hopeless. It does not have to be radical to be real, rationally. While others may try to talk you out of your anger, it is naturally natural reaction to loss. Yes, I was angry myself. Some become angry with God. We scream, why? And shake our fists in frustration. We may find ourselves angry with others, family members, children, those who were involved with the death in some way, co-workers, and just about everyone in the world. Haven't you felt that way? You may feel that you are the only one experiencing grief, and even the sound of birds singing and people laughing may trigger your anger. Our sense of helplessness only intense our anger. The need to do something may be overpowering. Just make sure whatever you do, not add your anger, your pain, or your loss. Anger is often a mask for hurt, guilt may visit you. If only begin to race through your mind. You take a list of your things you have or shared have done while your loved one was alive. Pointing the finger and blaming and finding guilt may be control over the sense of helplessness. But these behaviors do not bring our loved one back. Acknowledge your list of should have learned from them, and then let them go. Guilt can last a lifetime if you let it. So you must let the guilt go. You don't want to carry it around, like carrying around a purse. Sometimes it might seem like you have fallen into a deep despair. Hopelessness and a feeling of being stuck can overtake you. Don't let that happen. The song of silence can be unbearable. Many people keep a radio playing or leave the television on 24 hours a day. Are any of you guilty of that? It is unnatural to make your loved one and to wish you were together again. However, if these feelings begin to overwhelm you, you find yourself making plans to join your loved one. Consult a professional person to help you through this. Never be embarrassed by your grief. Everyone can use some additional support on this long journey. So just knowing that if the next chapter is not helping you enough and you need more support, professional help, don't be ashamed, don't be afraid. And that are some of the ways that I wanted to share tonight, 20 common reactions as you heal through your loss. But it is important that you continue to try to get through it. Get through this journey of grief. It is a long process. Sometimes it can be shorter than others. But keep walking the journey, because guess what? You're not walking the journey by yourself. God, just like in his poem, Footsteps, he's right there walking beside you every step of the way. Just reach out and ask for his help and his love, and he'll keep showing you, and he'll get you through. Just knowing that he loves us. And when we hurt, he knows how we hurt, and he doesn't want us to go through these emotions alone. Just like you say, I think it's coming from Hebrew, he will never leave us or forsake us. And that is very true. Just keep holding on, believing, and I hope that some of these things that I have mentioned tonight that will encourage you in knowing that you are normal for different things that you may be experiencing or doing. It is normal. You are a normal human being going through the motion and the process of grief. That is all I have for tonight. I do have a few announcements. Of course, about our trip to New Orleans. We are going on this trip. We still need more people on board, but we've got the numbers that we need. So please, others can still come aboard. So just knowing that they can still pay their money. But there will be a deadline soon. But I spoke to Diamond Tours, and they said we can keep getting a few more people on the trip. So just knowing that you can, if you have not, you're not a part of the numbers, come to be a part of the numbers. We're going to have a great time, and God is going to be with us like he always does. The other thing, well, I want to also end with a prayer tonight. We only have a couple more minutes left. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this wonderful and beautiful day. Thank you for what you continue to do in our lives. Thank you for the comfort that you give us, the strength to walk faithfully in your love. We know it is a journey, and sometimes it does get hard. But we just ask you, Lord Jesus, to give us the strength to move forward and help us with the healing process. Yes, we loved our loved one, but just like that expression, let the dead bury the dead, that means we must go forward and live our lives and do what thus says the Lord. Start reaching out and helping someone else. And what's the vision that we need and the will that and that you want us to go in this from this point on? There's a purpose for everything, and show us our purpose. Just be with us and give us the strength that we need. We know that you love us, but sometimes it does get weary. But just continue to walk with us like you walk in the point, the footprint. We know that you're walking every step. Thank you, and we just praise you and we love you. In your mighty name of Jesus, we ask you. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great week and be blessed. And tune in again next week, same time, from 10 to 10. Love you. And talk with you soon. Bye-bye.
For favor, this is but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing.